for the past 2 years that I've been doing documentaries, one of my goals has been to humanize and personalize the issue of homelessness. These aren't just homeless people. They're people with names. They're people with stories. They're people with lives, lives they've lost, lives they're trying to get back. And so I've kind of pulled the trigger on a project that I call Everybody Has a Story. And the goal of this project inside our documentary work is to record the stories of people experiencing homelessness in their own words. I ask them to tell me, what's your journey into homelessness? Tell me about it. And the first one that we published and made available to the public is with a gal by the name of Brooke Dombrovnik. And I met Brooke earlier this year at the Cannon Street Warming Center when Jules Helping Hands was running it.
I became homeless in 2007. I was 7 months pregnant with one of my oldest sons. At the time, I resided with my mother. We shared my grandparents' house, who had both passed away. My mom put me out. We were all doing drugs. I was pregnant, like I said, with one of my oldest sons. She threw me out the day before Thanksgiving, 2007. And I've been homeless. I've been homeless on and off ever since. I've had a place maybe three different times throughout the course of since 2007. But that's how it started.
The reality is I've spent 2 years just by being there. I go to homeless outreaches. I'll be at Blessings Under the Bridge sometimes. I go out with outreach teams and I meet them where they are. Sometimes that's in Glover Field or it's down in People's Park, people camping by the river. I've done this for 2 years now and I'm doing more of it. And so I've slowly become a familiar face and they have started seeing what we do. They see the product, they can go on our website, they have phones and sometimes computer access. And word begins to spread. They are not a trusting group, and that's because they have been let down, disappointed by everyone they have ever trusted from their perspective. And as a result, they are very slow to open up. It's like, okay, are you going to be the next person to let me down? I don't trust you. And that was kind of the way Brooke looked at me when I first asked her for an interview. It was like, I'm not sure. I'll be releasing another story on Monday. A gal by the name of Cynthia interviewed her the day after I interviewed Brooke.
So tell me what started your journey into homelessness.
I was over in Wenatchee and I had an RV and I couldn't pay for the licensing to it. So the cops over there towed it away because it was illegally on the road because I couldn't afford the tabs for it. Because I'm waiting to get my Social Security, so I have no income at all. So I just didn't have any money to go rent a place, you know, because I couldn't hold a job, you know.
That's how we change the optic and the understanding of homelessness. Homelessness is no longer this big amorphous mass of homeless people. It's people who look like your mother or your grandmother, people who look like your daughter, people who look like your son. And they have a story to tell. And we want them to tell their story so that we can better understand what they need to get off of this journey that we call homelessness.